Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yat Shalom. We are now on our final podcast of Masechet Tzvachim, taking a look at Daf Kuf Yod Tet, Amud Aleph. We will continue to the end of the Masechet, Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Bet. But again, as we have been doing throughout the Perek, we have to go back to the Mishnayot, so either look back at Kuf Yod Bet Amud Bet, or to your Mishnayot, and we'll start with Mishnah Zion in Perek Yud Dalet, continuing to follow the development or the evolution or the travels of the Mishkan. We looked at Avodat Hashem before there was a Mishkan, then we looked at the time of the Mishkan, then we looked at the period of Gilgal in Mishnah Hay, Mishnah Vav that we did in the previous podcast. We looked at the status of the Mishkan and of Avodah when, during the period of Shiloh, the 369 years of Shiloh. And now Mishnah Zayin, Ba'u Lenova V'u'le Givon, True Habamot, Kochei Kodashim Nachalim V'im Akleim, Kochim Kalim Chol Arei Yisrael. So when they came to Nova Givon, that we detailed in the last podcast, 57 years, those two Bamot Gdolot, other Bamot became Mutar, Kochei Kodashim are eaten within the curtains that were erected at Nova Givon. And there is an allusion to them in Shmuel Aleph Perach Bet. And Kodashim Kalim are eaten anywhere in the country. Notice there is no mention here of Maaser Sheni. So now in the Gemara. Ba'ul Anovi Givon. Menahani Mili. How do we know that there's a Heter Bamot? Tanu Rabbanan. Ki lo batem ad ata el hamanucha v'el hanachala. Moshe says to Bnei Yisrael in Parshat Re'eh, you have not yet come to the resting place and to the inheritance. We'll see in a couple minutes four different opinions about the application of those two words. For right now, we'll take the standard one, which is that Menucha is Shiloh, Nachala is Yerushalayim, and it says El Hamenucha ve'El Hanachala Lamechelkan. Why did the text separate them? To say that there's a heter bamot between them. Menucha is one thing, then Nachala, and in between, you go back to the status of Gilgal. Amarle Rishlakish Tov Yochanan, Maaser Sheni Amri Litni. Why isn't Maaser Sheni mentioned here? Amarle Maaser Sham Sham Miaron Kayalf. We Maaser Sheni says Va'achaltem Sham. You eat Sham. And the Aron is put Sham. Van Aron Lo Have. Since there was no Aron there, because during that period the Aron was either in Kiryat Yarim or was in Yerushalayim in the tent. Maaser Nami Lo Have. So he says, therefore there was no Maaser Sheni eaten at all. We learn that Pesach and all of Kodshim are there because it says Sham. And of course, nobody's going to say there were no Kodashim offered. What's the point of the Bamad? Rabbi Shimon, if you recall, said. That at a Bamagdolah, even at a Bamagdolah, and this was the issue of the mention of Gilgal, they would only bring Pesach Chavot Shekavu Lahem Zman, so he got it from another place. And then he said, Maaser Behemah Chavot Shein Kavu Lahem Zman Hu. We mentioned Par Helam Davashul Tzibur. There's another Chavot Shein Kavu Lahem Zman, which is private, which is Maaser Behemah, and therefore he says, according to Rabbi Shimon, that wasn't brought. V'itkash Maaser Dagan, the Maaser Behemah. And Ma'asrotechem, in the Pasuk in Re'eh, tells us that both Ma'aser Behema and Ma'aser Dagan are compared to each other, and therefore if there's no Ma'aser Behema active during the time of the Bama, therefore there's also no Ma'aser Dagan, and therefore that's the author of our Mishnah. It's not because of the issue of Sham Sham, but it's because of that Hekesh. Klaldu Rabbi Yehuda Karev, so that means that Rabbi Yehuda, who disagrees with Rabbi Shimon, as we saw in an earlier Mishnah, in the Breita, and says that all korbanot were brought at the Bama Gdolah, would say Maaser Sheni was brought in. That's true. De'amar Vada Bar Matna, Maaser Sheni, Maaser Behema, Nechalim, and Ovi Givon, and Divar Biyuda. Biyuda says you do have Maaser Sheni and Maaser Behema at the Bama Gdolah. Ah, Vaha Ba'i Birat has to be at the Mikdash. Lavtan Rav Yosef, Shalosh Birot, and Rav Yosef said there are three Birot, Shiloh, Novi Givon is one, Ubeit Olamim, which means that Novi Givon had a din of Birat. The answer is Utani v'Omar la Achilat Maaser Sheni v'Alibud Rabbi Yehuda. It was called a birah specifically for the purpose of eating Maaser Sheni, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to explain why that was allowed. Okay, the next Mishnah, we'll go back to our Mishnayot, is the final resting place, and that is Mishnah Chet. Ba'u li Yerushalayim. Once they came to Yerushalayim, this is when Shlomo built the Mikdash, Nasru habamot. Then bamot became prohibited. V'lo yalam od heter. They were never ever again mutar v'hayta nachala. And that was referred to as pasuk v'chav nachala. Yerushalayim is the nachala, the final resting. Kodshei kodashim nachalim lefnei hakohen. Kodshim kalim v'aser shenim lefnei machoma. So again, kodshei kodashim are eaten inside the curtains. Of course, is in a borrowed term because there are no curtains. The wall of the Azara. Kodshim kalim v'aser shenim throughout the city. Now let's take a look at the Gemara, picking up where we left off. Tanu Rabbanan. I mentioned that there's four different approaches to what Menucha and Nachala are. Menucha zu Shiloh, Nachala zu Yerushalayim. And this, as we'll see, is Rabbi Yehuda. Nachala zu Yerushalayim, how do I know? Because Omer, Nachala zu Yerushalayim, V'Omer, as we have two psukim in Yirmiyahu that refer to Yerushalayim as Nachala. Hayta li Nachlati ka'aryeh ba'yar. God is bemoaning over what has happened to Mikdash. From ha'ayit savua nachlati li ha'ayit saviv aleha. The vultures are surrounding it. Diva Biyuda. Shimon omem nuchaz Yerushalayim. He says the opposite. The menuchaz Yerushalayim and the nachala is Shiloh. V'omer, and he proves it. Zot menuchati adiyad po'eshev kiviteah. In the beautiful parak of the Shirei Ma'ala, Tehilim Kuflamet Bet, which describes David's search and finding Yerushalayim and Hashem's selection of Yerushalayim, God says, Zot munuchati adiyad. This is my resting place forever. Menuchaz Yerushalayim. Omer kivarchar adonai b'tzion ival lemoshavlo. And you see from the next pasuk, referring to Tzion. So we have psukim to support either position. Now all we've done is to support which is Yerushalayim, either Nachala or Menucha. We haven't been able to support the other half yet. We understand the approach of Rabbi Yehuda that Menucha is Shiloh, then we understand the sequence in the pasuk. First, then Nachala Yerushalayim. The pasuk, according to Rabbi Shimon, should have been written in the opposite direction, opposite order, which is El HaNachala, Shiloh, and then El HaMenucha Yerushalayim. He says, Achi Kamar, this is what the Torah meant. Lo Mibaya Menucha Lo Matitu. You haven't not come to Menucha, El Afilo Nachala Nami Lo Matitu. You haven't come to the final Menucha, you haven't even come to the temporary Nachala, and therefore you do not bring Chavot, etc. Now, Tana Rabbi Shmuel, he had a different version of Rabbi Shimon. Zuvazu Shiloh, that's Tanakama, which means Menucha v'Nachala is both of them are Shiloh. Shemen Yochai Omer, Bishimon, Zuvazu Yerushalayim. That they're both a reference to Yerushalayim. Now, Bishto Malamanda Amar Menucha, Zu Shiloh, Nachala Zu Yerushalayim, Inami Ipcha. So, according to the first version, in which Menucha and Nachala were different cities, Hainu Dichtiv, Alha Menucha v'Alha Nachala, they're separate statements. Come to this or to that. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that everybody says Menucha v'Nachala is one city, and the Machloket is which city. Menucha Nachala Mibaylei should have just said Eloki Lovatem Ata Elham Menucha Nachala. Why Elham Nachala? The answer is Kasha. You're right. It's difficult. Now, based on Alam Narzuvazu Shiloh. Now, according to the approach, it says both of them are Shiloh. Tanakama in Rabbi Shmuel's version. Menucha is called, Shiloh is called Menucha because the Nachumi Kibush, that's when they were able to rest from all the conquest. Yeshua Yodchet Pasuk Allah. Nachala, why is it called Nachala? Palgu Hatam Nachalot, that's the place where they divided up the territory, the Nachalot, for the tribes. Tichti, Vaychalek Lam Yoshua, Vaypola, Yapelahem Goral, Vishiloh, Pi Adonai. Did the lottery in Shiloh for the remaining seven tribes. But according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who says that Nachala and Menucha are both Yerushalayim, so Bishtaman Nachala, I understand why it's called Nachala, Nachala to Olamim, it's a permanent settling place. El Menucha, my Menucha, why is Yerushalayim a resting place, indicating just a respite? The answer is Menuchat Aron. Dichtiv Ahikanoach Aron. And as Rashi points out, that's a pasuk that we don't have in our Tanakh, but it's sort of a combination of phrases. He says, perhaps a phrase in Divrei Hayamim, but the Aron came to rest there. It was a final resting place for the Aron. So that's Menucha. Bishtam Alamandavar Zuvizu Yerushalayim. If we say Zuvizu Yerushalayim, Aval Shiloh Hu Shar Yabamot, meaning that both Menucha and Nachala Yerushalayim, then I understand that up until Yerushalayim there was a Heter Bamot. The story of Manoach that we saw a couple of podcasts. Bringing up a korban to the malach out in the field. So I understand why, because there's a heter bamot. This is remember Manoach is during the time of Shiloh. And Laman Damar Zuvuzu Shiloh bamot aviyasir and my vaykach Manoach. So how could Manoach bring this korban at a time that Shiloh's up? If you say Zuvuzu Shiloh, or even any other approach that Shiloh is a time of isur bamot, the answer is Horat Shaita. This is also Rabbi Yosef Glili's explanation for why he didn't use a mizbeach. It was a moment of exigency, so there was a dispensation given. Same thing here. Tanur Shmuel Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. By the way, Tanur Shmuel himself taught Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Amar Zuvuzu Yerushalayim. He said both Menuchah Nachalai Yerushalayim. Simanecha. Way of remembering it is in Mashche Gavra LeGavri. The man, meaning Rabbi Shmuel, Tanur Shmuel, was pulled after the men, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, meaning the version that we have in which both Rabbi Shimon and his father's name are mentioned. That's one way of interpreting that phrase. Look at Rashi. Rashi brings it a different approach. Okay, back to the Mishnayot. Mishnah Tet. Kol HaKodashim Shikdishan B'Shat Isur Bamot V'Kivan B'Shat Isur Bamot. So there's going to be three categories here of Shchut Echutz, which is really the general topic of both this and the previous parak. Any korban that you were makdish when you weren't allowed to bring it to a bama, and you offered it then. There's an assay that you violated. There's a lotasay of lotasun, and there's the karet of shkut echutz. If you sanctified it when there was a heter bamot, and then in the meantime, Shiloh got constructed, or Yerushalayim got constructed, then, Hare Elu Ba'ase V'lo Ta'ase, we already saw this, V'en Chayv Nalein Karet, there is no Karet, you do violate the Ase of not bringing it to the right place, and the Lo Ta'ase, that you should not offer it elsewhere. Let's say you're Makdish it a week before Shiloh is destroyed, and then you offer it up after. Hare Elu Ba'ase V'en Ba'm Lo Ta'ase, there's only the Ase of Avetim Shama, which devolves immediately at the moment of Hekdesh. It says at the moment of Hekdesh, there was an Isur Bamot, you missed that Asay. There is no Lot Asay, which only devolves at the moment of offering. Okay. Kol HaKodashim. Amar Rav Kahana, Loshanu El B'Shchita. He says that the lack of Karet, when there's a Shat Heter Bamot at the point of Hekdesh, is only true about the shechitat chutz, aval beha'alah karet nami mechayev. But if you offer it up, and now there's an isur bamot, there's also karet. My tama, damar krav alehem tomar. In the middle of the parsha of shechut echutz and halat chutz, they're bridged with the phrase valehem tomar, and the way he interprets it is ala smuchin tomar, meaning in reference to the previously mentioned shechut echutz, this is what you should tell them. Matkif la rabba mikti valehem, it doesn't say valehem. Alehem k'tiv, we've already seen this. It doesn't say referring to them. It says Alehem, talk to them, them being the people, not the korbanot. V'otanya, arba'a klalot ha-rishimon omer b'kodashim. Rishimon laid out all four possibilities. Yishan v'shat yisur b'mot v'shachat v'he'elah. Notice, he includes shachat or he'elah together. V'shat yisur b'mot b'chutz, or na'aseh v'lo taseh rishimon karet. So if both at point of akdosha and point of action, whatever the action is, there was yisur b'mot, you get the full punishment. Yishan b'shat heter b'mot v'shachat v'he'ala b'shat isur b'mot v'en ba'aseh v'lo ta'aseh v'en karet. Just like our Mishnah. Yishan b'shat isur b'mot v'shachat v'he'ala v'achutz v'shachat heter b'mot v'en ba'aseh v'en ben b'lo ta'aseh. Exact like our Mishnah. The only thing at this point that Rabbi Shimon has added, which is critical here, is ha'ala'a along with shechita, unlike Rav Kahana's caveat. Yishan b'shat heter b'mot v'shachat v'he'ala v'shachat heter b'mot patur miklum. If, of course, you both sanctified it and offered it up, or did the shechita the time you had to promote, then there's no liability whatsoever. Tiyufta, Rav Kahana, Tiyufta. Rav Kahana has been successfully refuted, and our rules are equal to Shechita and Ha'ala'a. Okay, back. Now we'll take a look at the last Mishnah. Again, you can flip back in the Gemara or look at your Mishnah Yod. Elu Korashim Krevim B'Mishkan. Following are things that are brought. Now, Mishkan here means the Bamagdola when there's a Heter Bamot. Korashim shuktushala mishkan. If they were sanctified to be brought there, they have to be brought there and not at your own backyard bama. Korbanot ha-tzibur korin b'mishkan. So the default is any public korban has to be brought there. You can't bring it in your backyard. Korbanot ha-yachid b'mama. And your own private ones can be brought in your private place. Now, korbanot hayachid shukdushil mishkan. But let's say that you wanted to bring a private korban, but you said, I'm going to bring it to mishkan, then you kavu ba mishkan, you bring it there. Van bama patur, but if you bring it in your, brought it in your own backyard, then you're patur. Now, ma ben bamat yachid bamat sibur, what's the difference between a private bama and a public bama? At a time of heta bamot. Smicha, there's no smicha on a korban in a private bama. Shchitat safon, you don't, there's no north. Tan saviv, putting the blood around the four parts of the mizbeach. Utnufa v'hagasha, and in a mincha, lifting up the mincha and bringing it close to the mizbeach. None of that applies at a bama ktana. Pir omer, ein mincha bama. Rehuda says it doesn't start because there is no mincha at a bama at all. We saw that. V'chihun, there's no din of kohen. Bigdei sharet, no bigdei kuna. Klei sharet, no klei sharet. You could use whatever kli you want. Reach nichoach, the obligation that the fire has to start there as opposed to bringing pre-burned stuff. Mechitza, the idea that there's a precinct set up. Mechitza v'damim. Mechitza v'damim, which means the chuta sikra going around the mizbeach, so that there's upper and lower damim. Rechutz yadayim v'raglayim, or the obligation to do avodah after doing rechutz yadayim v'raglayim. V'lazman v'notar v'tameh shavim zavazet. Zman here meaning pigol, notar and tameh apply in both bama ktana and bama gedola. And that completes our study of the Mishnayot. Let's now take a look at the Gemara on Kuf Yutet Bet ve'elu korashim. Now, how do I know smicha? Dichtiv, v'nei Hashem v'samach. So he stands before Hashem, and he does smicha, so v'nei Hashem, and not a bama ktana. Shchitat tzafon, dichtiv tzafon, v'nei Hashem. Matanot saviv, dichtiv, v'zavak ha-mizbeach saviv, al mizbeach Hashem. Again, al ha-mizbeach. Ha-mizbeach is the central one. T'nufa, dichtiv, v'nif ha-kohen, v'nei Hashem. Sh'ayichtiv, v'yichai al ha-mizbeach. So anytime you mention L'fnei Hashem or Hamizbeach, it's only going to be Bama Gdola and not Bama Ktana. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees about Mincha. Ein Mincha B'Bama. I'm Rav Sheshet Divrei Amar Yesh Mincha B'Bama, Yesh Ofot B'Bama. V'Amar Ein Mincha B'Bama, Ein Ofot B'Bama. This we saw already much earlier in the Masachet, that whatever position you hold about Mincha, you'll hold the same position about Ofot at a Bama. This means a Bama Gdola. Why? Because we interpret Zvachim, in other words, the word Zvachim in Parshat Chutz, v'lo menachot zvachim, v'lo ofot. Right? There is no menachot or ofot brought at a bama. It's likely that the zvachim that we're referring to, the word zvachim, is actually mentioned from Shmot Chavdalin, what was brought at the foot of Har Sinai. Now, back to the list for Kohen. How do we know that there's no din of Kohen? Dichtiv, v'zaraka Kohen al mizbach Hashem. Dam has to go, the Kohen has to operate al Mizbach Hashem, not at a Bama Ktana. Bidei Sharet is the Sharet Ba Kodesh. Ba Kodesh means in the one place that is the Mishkan, or the Bama Gdola. Klei Sharet, because Asher Shatuvam Ba Kodesh, that they will use them to serve Ba Kodesh. Again, Reach Nichoach Wai Dichtiv, Reach Nichoach Lashem, again, Lifnei Hashem. Lechitza B'damim, what about the Chut HaSikra? The reshet that goes over the top half and sets up the dividing line is hamizbeach, and not your own private one. In the parsha of setting up the kiyor, in parsha Pekudei, says that when they come close to the mizbeach, they wash. Again, the mizbeach. Now, Amaram Rachama, going back to chitzui, meaning mechitza v'damim, there's lo shanu ela b'kod shebama ktana. This din of no mechitza v'damim is only if you sanctified something for the bama ktana and that's where you brought it. Then the dam go up, down, doesn't matter. But if you ended up bringing them to the bama gdola, yesh chitzui, because he's saying that any korban brought at a bama gdola has to be done on the upper or lower side, and there has to be a marker, even though it was originally designated for a bama ktana. Motiv Rabbah, as Rabbah challenges it. Chazev Ashok Trumat Lachmei Todah, these gifts to the Kohanim from Korbanot Shlamim. Noagin B'Kodshe B'ma Gdolah Ve'in Noagin B'Kodshe B'ma Ktana. The language of that implies that what defines a Korban is not where it's brought, but what it was designated. Kodshe B'ma Gdolah and Kodshe B'ma Ktana. Not where it's brought. Which should mean that if you have a Kodshe B'ma Ktana and you bring it to the B'ma Gdolah, there still is no Chitzui, because it was designated for a bama ktana. So the answer is, Eima no agim bama gdola, ve no agim bama ktana. So just reread that braita. It doesn't say kodshe bama gdola, but just bima bama gdola, and it's about location. Now, Ika da Amri, there's an opposite version of Amr Chama. The only time you need b'chitza b'damim is something that was set up for b'magdola and brought there. But if you designate it for b'magtana, even though you brought it to b'magdola, there is no b'chitza b'damim. So now the statement that we brought earlier becomes support. It says that we define the rules of a korban based on where it was designated for, not where it's brought. The answer is no. Actually read it as something that location, and it is no longer Upliga de Rabbi Elazar. That second version is at odds with Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, Olat Bamat Yachid Shechinsa Bifnim. If you have an Olah that you were going to bring it, your own private place, and you brought it into the precincts of the Bamagdola, Kaltua Mechitzot L'chol Davar, now it belongs to the Bamagdola, which means location really does define it. It now belongs to the Bamagdola. There is no such thing, as a Kodshe Bamagtana that's brought in Bamagdola. It's now Kodshe Bamagdola. Bari Rabbi Zera, so Rabbi Zera asks a question about Rabbi Elazar's halacha. Olat Bamat Yachid Shechnisa Lifnim Votzi Alachutz. Let's say you had this Olat Bamat Yachid, you brought it within the precincts of the Bamagdola, and then you took it out. Mahu. Mi Amrina Kevin Da Ayla Kaltala Mechitzta. Do we say that since once you brought it in and the Mechitzot grabbed it and it belongs there, it belongs there. There is no Din of Yotze, but it belongs there and therefore it has to be brought there. Odilma Kevin Da Hadar Hadar. Once you took it out, it's now goes back to the Bamagtana. The question is, Lav Hainu Pflugta to Rabbi Rav Yosef, isn't this the same machloka that Rabbi Rav Yosef had in a different area? None. In the first Mishnah in Mi'ilah, we read, Kodshei Kodashim Shishkatan B'darom. So you took an Olah and shacked it on the south side, which means that it is Pasul. Mo'alin Bahen. Nonetheless, Mi'ilah does apply. V'bayaluhu, and the question was asked, since Mi'ilah applies, Yardu Mayan She'alu. Since you put it up on the Mizbeach, because Imalu lo yardu. What if Yardu? What if they fall off? Do you put them back? Rabba Mar Lo Yalu, you don't put it back. Rav Yosef Amar Yalu, he says they do. So it sounds like we would have the parallel machloket, because Rabba says once it fell off, you don't put it back. So the same thing. Once this korban left the precincts, it doesn't go back. It doesn't have to go back. Rav Yosef would say no, it belongs to the Mizbeach. So the same way here, it belongs to the Bama. It goes back. The answer is no. Tibari La Rabba Tibari Rav Yosef. Rabba may not be consistent. In other words, he may hold lo yalu, but here he would say it comes back. And Rav Yosef might not be consistent, might flip. Maybe Rabba only says it doesn't go back to the Mizbeach, because it's really not fit for the Mizbeach. It was slaughtered in the south. And therefore, if it fell off, you don't put it back. Maybe in the Mechitza of the Bamagdola is a stronger grasp. And even though this korban didn't really belong there, once it got there, it holds on to it. Maybe the flip. Maybe Rav Yosef says you put it back on the Mizbeach because it's in the Azara. It's in one precinct. But here it left the precinct. Maybe you don't bring it back. Maybe Rav Yosef just continue with the same positions and would apply them equally here. And the answer is teku. And again, it could even be a crossover. Now, Milton Pshita the Rabbah Bachad Gisa, Rav Yosef Bachad Gisa. So this question that Rabbah saw is very simple as an answer one way, which is Lo Yalu, and Rav Yosef saw the other way, which is Yalu. And by the way, Rabbi Yana wasn't sure, and he asked the question. Devar Rabbi Yana, Yivrei Olat Bamat Yachid, Shalul Mizbeach V'yardu. Let's say you had a Bamat Yachid, came into the Mizbeach, and it fell off. Do you have to put it back or not? Heichad Lo Mashlamana, or if it didn't yet get devoured by the fire, or the fire didn't catch on it yet. Lo tibayelach. Then there's no question that it fell off. You don't put it back. The question is, if the fire already got to it, then do I put it back? My, and the answer, teku, you couldn't decide. Question, of course, whether Rabbi Yosef really would be so sure and continue the positions here, that's not clear. Itmar, shchitat laila b'mat yachid. Let's say you have your b'mat yachid, your own private korban, and you shecht at night. Rabbi Shua, Chadamar Kshir, Rabbi Chadamar Psula, they disagree about whether or not it's Kasher. Okay, Paul Gibbet, Rabbi Lazar, they're disagreeing about how to understand Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar Rami Kray Adadi, Rabbi Lazar brought a contradiction in two psukim in the story of Shaul the night after his oath that nobody should eat in the middle of the war against the Plishtim, Perik Yudal. Tivayom Begadam, At that night, the people ate, and they took animals that they found in the Plishti camp from the spoils, and they slaughtered them, and they ate them without bringing them as korbanot. Golu Eli Hayom Evan Gdola. So he said, roll a rock here, Hayom, it sounds like it was daytime, and bring all of your animals, and we'll shach them here. It says they all did it at night. And this is, of course, a Bamat Yachid. So, Mar Mishani, Kan B'chulin, Kan B'Kodshim. Some people say that what they brought at night was just Chulin, but during the day was Kodshim, because even a Bamat Tana demands Shchita Bayo. Mar Mishani, Kan B'Kodshim, and Bamat Dola, Kan B'Kodshim, Bamat Tana. The Hayom was B'Magdola, but B'Magtana could even be done at night, and therefore the Pasuk about nighttime is referring to things they brought as Korbanot as a B'Magtana. Now, Itmar, we have another dispute about Olat B'Mat Yachid. Rav Amar, Ein Tunav Shet V'Nituach. Rav says you don't have to do the flaying and filleting. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Tunav Shet V'Nituach. Rabbi Yochanan says you do. Palki, but Rabbi Yosei Aglili, disagreeing about how to apply Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Tanya, Rabbi Yosei Aglili, Amar, Olat Shikur Yisrael B'Mbar, Ein Tunav Shet V'Nituach. We already saw this earlier in the parak, that the Ola that Bnei Israel brought in the Midbar at the foot of Har Sinai did not need Efshet V'Nituach. Why? And then that was based on Rabbi Shmuel, of course. She'en Efshet V'Nituach Elam Yom Moed Va'Elech. It only starts after Yom Moed. So Mar Sav, Yom Moed Va'Elech, Lo Shtam Ha'Magdola, Lo Shtam Ha'Magtana. So Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that once Yom Moed came, every Ola has to have Efshet V'Nituach, even at a B'Magtana. Mar Savar, and Rav says, no, but Magdola in, it only applies at a place like the Ol Moed, at the central place. Magtana lo, but Magtana maintains the earlier halacha of no Hefshet V'Nituach. Tanya Kavatei Rabbi Yochanan, we have a brayta that supports Rabbi Yochanan that you need Hefshet V'Nituach. Tvarim Shebein B'Magdola B'Magtana, here's a list of distinctions between them. Keren, Kevesh, Yisod, V'Ribua, you need those four demands of the structure of the Mizbeach B'Magdola, and Keren, Yisod, V'Kevesh, V'Ribua B'Magtana, Keren meaning the capstone. Foundation, Yisod, Kevesh, the ramp, Nibuah, for it to be squared off. Kior v'kanor b'magdola, the basin and its base, only are set up b'magdola. Vein kior v'kanor b'magtana, of course there's no din of rechitzat yadayim v'raglayim, so there's no need for it. Chazei v'shok b'magdola, the gifts from the shlamim to the kohanim, of the two parts of the animal, only b'magdola, vein chazei v'shok b'magdana. Vein shishavta b'magdola b'magdana, but in which way are they equal? You need shchit in both. You need hefshet v'nituach at both, like Rabbi Yochanan. Dam matir mefagel b'gdol aktana. Dam is the matir, and dam is also the mefagel, as we saw in great detail, especially in the third parak in our masachet. Mumin uzman b'gdol aktana. Mumin are a problem in both, and zman, which means leaving something over too long, are a problem in both. Aval notar v'azman v'atame shavin ze bazeh. That word aval is a little bit difficult. Notar and pigul and tame apply to both. Okay, but the main point was that hefshet v'nituach applies in both. Tan rabbanan minayim lasot zman b'mag tana b'mag dola. How do we know that the issue of zman of pigul applies in both? The answer is the hamarta to amratora lan yisareif v'yotzei yisareif. After all, what did the Torah say in the mikdash? That if something is left overnight, it has to be burned up. And if something leaves Amrat Torah Lani Sarif Upigul Yisarif. The Torah says that if it's left over, it has to be burned. And if it's a pigul, it has to be burned, meaning it's pasul. Ma pigul pasul bama, just like pigul applies in a bama. Aflan pasul bama, so lan also. Klach derazu, there's another way to go. Damrat Torah Lani Sarif Yotzei Yisarif. After all, a yotzei is also pasul. Ma yotzei kasher bama, but yotzei doesn't apply to bama. Aflan kasher bama. Meaning, just as there's no spatial limitations, there may be no temporal limitations at a bamat. Alav kal v'chomer hu mi'ofot, but certainly it should be a kal v'chomer, because ma'ofot she'ena mum posel bayan, an oaf could have a charred wing or a hurt eye or something, and you could bring it. Zman posel bayan, but zman's a problem in the mikdash. Kod she bamak tana she mum posel bayan, but bringing a regular korban or b'amak tana, mum is a problem. Dinch is man posel ben, so certainly zman should affect. Challenge to that is, ma lo ofot shekein ein azar kasher ben. Ofot, azar can never participate. Of is always kohen. However, b'amak tana shazar kasher ba, can't apply it to b'amak tana where azar can operate. Lo ye zman pasul ba, so certainly zman is a problem. So therefore we would not know that zman is a problem because b'amak tana is less severe than Ofot. With all my therefore we say Vizotorat Zabach Hashlamim, all the Shlamim are the same. Halacha Lasot Zman B'Magtanaz Kizman B'Magdola. Din of Zman, which we learn from Shlamim, both Pigul and Otar learn from Shlamim, applies in all Shlamim, whether B'Magtana or B'Maggedola, and that's how we prove that both Pigul and Notar are issues at the Bama Kitana as well. Adran Alach Parat Chatat, Tzlikala Masechet Zvachim, Baruch Hashem Shekoach, to everyone who has joined us for our study of Masechet Zvachim. Yes, Hashem, in the next podcast, we will begin with the first Mishnah in Masechet Menachot and Daf Bet Amud Aleph. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day. Shekoach, Chen Chen La'oraita.